Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
On a spectacular, sensational Sunday.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. Super Sunday.
That's it. On today's call, we're going to talk about insider trading that's legal. If you need someone who could provide insight into a decision you need to make about your job, would you be reluctant to ask them? If you had a friend who could provide legal insider trading information about the financial markets or your personal finances, would you ask them? If you had a brother who knew how to help you in a specific situation with your spouse or children, would you ask them? If the matter you needed advice on was embarrassing because of mistakes you'd made in the past, would you still ask for help? If you knew this person, friend, or brother would never talk or gossip about your circumstances and would always give you the right answer, would you ask them? You've got it. You have a friend and a brother who can give you the right advice you need in every circumstance, problem, situation that you'll ever face. In fact, he has answered every question you can even imagine.
You know, honey, it reminds me, and I know a lot of people go, well, yeah, but you know, I don't even know how to receive that, or I'm not sure about that. We actually don't know this gentleman, but we talked to a guy who does know this gentleman, and he evidently has made a lot of money. But what he does is when he has questions, I think he was in real estate and bought and sold a lot of stuff. And it says when he needed a decision, he would go into his prayer closet. He said sometimes it would take up to 3 days, but he would always have the right answer when he came out.
Glory to God.
And it's like, I mean, sometimes what happens is that I know that you might say, well, I can't possibly do that. And you know what? I know the feeling. I have a lot of stuff on my plate. But this is one thing, and I'm just giving it to you free for what it's worth. And how you receive it is that one of the things that I do is I continually go before the Lord with this. I just continually do it in my devotion time. I go, Lord, I need an answer on this situation. I need, some inside information on what I need to do about this, or I want to put this in your hands. I want to thank you for helping me handle it. And get specific. Say, I need to know whether I should buy that piece of land or not, or whatever it is that you need to know. So the point is, God will answer if you're willing to take the time to, make it happen with him. And that's the gospel truth.
Absolutely. And here are three gospel scriptures to ponder. First, Proverbs 18:13 says, he that answereth a matter before he heareth, it is folly and shame to him. Now, here's a Brother Harold translation of that verse. It's a sin to make a decision in ignorance when facts are available.
Yes, they are.
Second, Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. This is one family where there'll never be a feud unless you're the one starting. James 1:5, Classic Amplified. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given to him.
Now, see, that's where you start, is that one right there, asking God for wisdom. So, at the instruction of the Holy Spirit, we're going to read James 1:6 in the Classic Amplified. Only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts, is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind.
This we didn't amplify.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what I did. But let's read it and let's emphasize a few things that we're going to be
good.
Emphasizing. Only And this is where it is. It must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. Do you know that God will answer your prayers? Do you just know that without a hesitancy or a doubting? He will. He will. Because you don't need to be wavering or hesitating. Go, Lord, I know you want me to have the right answer. Therefore, I'm counting on you. And just keep asking. You know, if you actually look into the ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and, you know, keep on knocking. The point is that actually the verbiage in that, speaking the editor over here, is a continual asking. In other words, ask and keep on asking. You know, seek and keep on seeking, meaning he doesn't want you to give up. People don't need to give up. So the point is, if you need to make a decision of any kind, why in the world would you ask anybody else before asking God? We need to get it before the Lord and do it. That's all I know to say, whether it's listing a house, whether it's, you know, seeking a loan, whether it's whatever it is that's in your, that's it's, if it's important enough to make personal decisions, you need God involved.
That's right.
There you go. Sometimes people say, well, you know, my pastor doesn't understand to pray with me. Well, you know, he doesn't have to understand everything. Have him pray with you if you need a godly, you know, person to agree with you. That's the point. So, you know, if you have to choose between a prophet or a pastor who understands the word system and someone who doesn't have a clue what the word system and is only involved in the world system, I'd rather have the word system guy.
Every time.
God provides godly men and women to help us, but, you know, far too many Christians don't think enough about it to ask for the help. What can we say about that?
That's true.
That is true.
Well, you need to think on this and what we just said. Consider Jeremiah 32:17. Oh, Lord God, behold, you made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you.
Hallelujah.
Can I say it again?
Amen.
There is nothing too hard for you. We'd say the God of the universe has the ability to speak to us if we believe he will. If in your prayer time God directs you to someone else, then you can know they can help. But it's not sanitary to put words in God's mouth.
Amen.
The enemy may have the ability to put thoughts in your mind, but they are designed to bring confusion. If you're in confusion, but you don't want problems, you need to spend time with God until you have his peace on the subject, no matter how long it takes.
And I say amen to that.
So let's say you've got a choice. You can get God's opinion or the opinion of someone who has a title in a financial institution. Who are you going to choose? And more importantly, who are you going to trust? Here's another question. Do you think if it comes to it, the banker is going to lean on the side that benefits the bank or you? The banker is going to be loyal to the bank. So it's only natural that even unintentionally, they would put the bank's interest above yours. Bottom line, ask God. You might want to say that out loud. I'm going to ask God. I'm going to ask God. See, you might say this out loud, as a matter of fact. God is my closest advisor and friend. God is my closest advisor and friend. He always gives me the best advice. He always gives me the best advice. I will always ask him. I will always ask him about every decision I need to make. Every decision I need to make. We encourage you to write it down so you can get it deep inside of you. One more time. God is my closest advisor and friend. He always gives me the best advice. I'll always ask him about every decision that I need to make.
And you can personalize that. Say, God, you are my closest advisor and friend. You always give me the best advice, and I will always ask you about every decision I need to make.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
James 4:2, New Living Translation. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it.
Wow.
Look, there are so many things that could be written about the scriptures that are in this,
in this teaching.
That's right. But well, to make a specific assignment today, we just want to provoke your thinking, stir your spirit to ask God for the wisdom in every decision you make. He is a perfect financial advisor. When he talks, you need to be listening. His counsel on investments is never wrong. His counsel on anything else is never wrong. We just need to be willing to listen, wait, and listen.
So just think about this. God is offering you the only kind of insider trading that's legal and 100% accurate. The enemy of your soul, the nemesis of your success, the would-be destroyer of your destiny, will do everything within his hellish powers to keep you from getting the inside information that you need to make the right decisions. But the answers are right and available to you.
That's right.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
We've been hot on this scripture for the last few days.
We have. It's so powerful. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen. Listen. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. There's never an acceptable excuse for any believer not knowing what to do or which way to go when you have the inside information available to you. And like the scripture says, if you try to figure out everything on your own, to solve your problems by yourself, then you don't need God. Simply said, only one of you will be working on and through the problem, and that's either you or God. And as the verse says, listen for God's voice in everything you do. The reason you listen for his voice is because he's the one that's going to keep you on track.
And often what we have to learn is to take our hands off so God can put his hands on. Let me give you another scripture in Isaiah 48:17. Isaiah 48:17, and you know, this is one we speak often, says, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. He's telling you, quit worrying and listen for his voice. But realize he's the only one who can teach you to profit in any endeavor you're, you know, endeavoring to do. And
yes,
he wants you to profit. Profit in the Hebrew word is H3276. H3276, and it means gain, benefit, and profit. So be encouraged when you follow divine direction. He's going to sustain you through every attack, even cause you to gain, benefit, and profit from the attacks of the enemy. I'd say that's a huge hallelujah.
It is a huge hallelujah.
But that is just, The key is to follow his direction, though. We need to understand and obey the words. And let me give you just one more scripture here. Isaiah 48:17, Message Bible. This is the one that we just did, very down to earth. I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. I show you what to do, where to go.
The key is, when we ask, God shows us the way. God, your God, is the omnipotent one. He loves to help. If you ask, you'll get his help. Every time, and he will never indicate that you've asked a dumb question.
Hallelujah.
The only dumb decision you'll ever make is not asking God for his advice. And the good thing is, his office hours are 24/7.
Hallelujah.
You never need an appointment.
Amen.
He's always there.
That's right.
Think about it.
You are going to have a sensational Sunday if you take all this in.
And tune in tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
That's right.
For Rich Thoughts TV. You're going to love the teaching. You know, it's so good I took notes on it.
It's continuing on our same vein.
Yes,
but anyway,
it is. 6 p.m. Eastern, Facebook Live at Brother Harold. Check it out. Soon we'll be back on YouTube. I apologize for it. But soon we'll be back on.
All right.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.